It's 70 degrees. It is starting off as a sunny day. We expect plenty of sun, heat, and humidity today, and again, an afternoon thunderstorm. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Nashville's Metro Council voted last night to pass new regulations on data centers during the second of three required readings. Those proposed regulations include new zoning rules, a ban on large data centers, and buffer zones between data centers and sensitive sites like schools, daycares, and parks. Hundreds of residents showed up to support limits on new construction. People began filing into the Metro Courthouse in the late afternoon to get tickets to speak in front of the council many hours later. Adam Nicholson is from South Nashville. He's worried about pollution and water.
The consumption of fresh water and energy, the toll it takes on our grid and on our water supply, isn't sustainable. And I think this regulation is a great step in the right direction to say this industry needs to be reined in.
The public hearing stretched past midnight as nearly 200 people spoke. Ultimately, Metro Council pressed forward with the legislation. The final vote on new regulations for data centers is scheduled for July 21st. The council also passed Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's latest legislation on the first of three readings. The mayor is seeking eminent domain on a property to effectively halt a data center project planned near the Nashville Zoo. The new state-appointed Metro Nashville Airport Authority wasted little time at its first meeting this week. The board withdrew from a lawsuit Metro government filed that asked a judge to stop a state law from going into effect. The new law went into effect July 1st, and it removed all nine existing Airport Authority members who were appointed by Metro and replaced six of them with people selected by Tennessee's top elected officials. The other three will be appointed by Metro. Nashville Business Journal reports no court order exists at this time to stop the new state board appointees from being in charge. The new law also applies to the boards of the commercial airports from Memphis, Knoxville, Chattanooga, and the Tri-Cities. The list of proposed sites for a new wastewater treatment plant in Lebanon started at 12, and now it's down to 6. Where to build a new plant has been a topic of heated debate in Lebanon for months. The current facility is aging and nearing capacity. Plus, there are only a few months left to use federal funding to help pay for a new site. Last month, Wilson County commissioners passed a resolution opposing building a new sewer plant in the county. That angered Lebanon's mayor, who said no county resolution was going to stop the city from building a much-needed site. He added that a huge chunk of the county's economic growth is because of the sewer system. He listed 8 schools, the Wilson County Jail, and the new Animal Control Center as among facilities using the city's system. Lebanon leaders formed a committee to review potential properties. Topping the list is a site in Rockwood, across the street from the current facility. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.